In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Brothers and sisters, we have a stark image today. A stark image of those who are saved and those who are not. And the Lord shows us in this story about the judgment many, many things. There's a surface meaning to the things he says. Each one of these things that he says about the hungry, the thirsty, strangers, those naked, sick in prison, we should provide them the things that they need. Feed the hungry. Give drink to the thirsty. Take in the stranger. Clothe the one who is naked. Nurse the sick. Visit those in prison. There are also spiritual meanings to these afflictions. And then there is the kernel, the golden kernel that you must always seek when you see, when you read the scriptures, the reason for all of this. Yes, we are to do these things. But unless we know why, or better yet, unless we live the why, unless we live in a certain way, these things are not meaningful. When he was judging the people, he said, "Come inherit the kingdom that I have prepared for you." Who inherits things? The sons, the daughters, the children of the Father. And how are the children like the Father? Well, they've become like the Father is. We will have become like our Father. Not in our essence, because we cannot be God, but in our activity, in our morality. That is the kernel of truth. And then also, parallel to this kernel of truth, is that everyone is Christ. Everyone. Because he said, "You do to the least of these, you do it unto me." To see how important it is to live as Christ taught us, to become as he is, to think as he is. The scripture uses repetition in all cases except one. If you read carefully, he says, "Inherit the kingdom prepared for you, because I was hungry, you gave me to eat. Thirsty, and you gave me to drink. A stranger, and you took me in. Naked, and you clothed me. Sick, and in prison, and you visited me." And then the righteous say, "Lord, when did we see you hungry and give you to drink? Hungry and give you to eat. Thirsty, give you to drink. Stranger, and take you in. Naked, and gave you clothing. Sick, or in prison, and visited thee." They repeat exactly what the Lord had told them. Then he says to those who are cursed, exactly what he said in the negative to the blessed. "I was hungry, you did not give me to eat. I was thirsty, you didn't give me to drink. I was a stranger, you didn't take me in. Naked, you didn't give me any clothing. Sick or in prison, and you didn't visit me." Exactly what he had said to the blessed. Except, of course, he said they didn't do these things. And how did the cursed answer him? All they did is go through the laundry list. Not mentioning the things that you do to the hungry, to the sick, to the naked, to the strangers, to the thirsty, to those in prison. They just went through it. When did we see you hungry or thirsty or a stranger, or naked, or sick, or in prison? Just a list of things. When did we see these things and we didn't do these things? You see the contrast? It's there for a reason. It's very powerful. We are to become like Christ. What he says is important. What we're supposed to do is important. Those who will be damned, it's not that important to them. They can't even mention what he said. They can't even repeat the things that He's told them to do. The righteous are very careful. They try to follow the way of God. That's how we should be. In the Scripture, when you see things repeated, it matters. And when you see something that's not repeated at the end, it really matters. So many times in confession, the first thing someone tells me is, well, I didn't fast on Friday. Or, I didn't say my prayers every morning. What you should tell me is, I wasn't kind this week. I didn't think of others like I should have. I've been self-centered. That's the things that matter. Oh yes, it matters to fast. But only to help you to do the other things. We mentioned these things that are easy to see on the surface. I didn't fast, or I didn't say my prayers, or well, I don't go to church that often, or something like that. But what matters is, did you feed the hungry? Did you give drink to the thirsty? My favorite one is, I was sick, and you visited me. You know why? Because the inner meaning of this sickness is to help the infirm. Each one of these, as I said, has a spiritual meaning besides the obvious meaning, which we are also responsible for. To help the sick. To help those weaker than us. To help the infirm. St. Paul talks about it in his epistle. If our freedom, if our liberty causes others to stumble, then we are great sinners. But to help the infirm, you have to have your eyes open. You have to be thinking about people. You have to be noticing what they need. You have to be thinking of someone other than yourself. So to help the sick. Most of the time when we help the sick, especially in the spiritual sense, they're people who are doing dumb things. People who are being self-centered. People who don't get it. Now, some it's kind of cut and dried. You help the hungry, you feed someone, right? But the sick, many people are sick from their own actions. When I used to work in the hospital, 90% of the people I took care of had self-inflicted diseases. We all have self-inflicted diseases. Everybody does. We're supposed to take care of the others. If we have some health, we must give it to others. That's what really matters. That's what this story is telling us. Of course, it's more than a story. It is a factual account of what will happen. It's not a parable. It's not a metaphor. The Lord will look at us in the judgment. And He will see whether or not He sees His image in us or not. If we have His image, then we will always be thinking of others. Taking care of others before ourselves. There's great freedom in this. This is the only way to peace. The only way. Everybody is Christ. And also, everyone's sick. We need to take care of everybody. And not think of ourselves. The great sin of those who did not take care of others was they didn't think of others. For whatever reasons. They didn't think of others. They didn't love others. Many people who have given to the church, given to the poor, worked in soup kitchens, participated in clothing drives, taught Bible study, celebrated the services. Many such people will be very surprised in the judgment. Because they didn't do it to everyone. This is our call. And the reason why is because this is who Jesus Christ is. We're to become like Him. If we become like Him, that means that when we see the hungry, we feed them. The thirsty, we give them the drink. The spiritual meaning of those who are naked are those who have lost the robe of righteousness. Those who are doing sinful things. Those who have fallen away from the righteousness of God. A lot of times dealing with those people, it's not pretty. It's very messy. But we're to help those people. The spiritual meaning of those who are hungry and thirsty are those who need the Word of God. We need to give it to them. It's not just my job. It's your job. The spiritual meaning of those who are sick, I told you. The infirm. Weak in faith. And those in prison. Somebody once told me something. I don't know where I heard it, but it's absolutely true. 90% of life is just showing up. When I go visit people in prison, a lot of times I have no idea what to tell them. I haven't really been organized about what I'm going to teach. I'm going on 4 hours sleep and 2 large coffees. I showed up because there's some people that I visit. Nobody in the entire world has any contact with them. Nobody. Except me. No family. Nobody left. One has a brother and a sister that won't have anything to do with it. So when you visit those in prison, the spiritual meaning is you bring light to the people that are in the prison of the body. Encouragement. This is the Christian life. Fasting, the services that I'll encourage you to go to. The long Lent, the intricate and beautiful theology. All of it is important to support this action of ours, which is to be like Christ. During this Lent, you won't stop being a sinner. But maybe you can become more kind. Because if you sin, at least be kind. That's what matters. If you look at all the things that the Lord is speaking of here, it's all about kindness. It's all about love. May God help us to live this way so we won't be surprised. Amen.